the football edition of Rosie on the House. Good morning, y'all. Ooh. I'm a little hoarse this morning. Lost my voice in the first three quarters of last night's high school game. Then I finally quit yelling because it was completely out of hope.
I hear Horizon's having a hard time this year.
We got taken to the woodshed last night. Oh, it was rough watching it. But Arizona all across the state is taking on California. ASU has USC. University of Arizona has UCLA.
Game day's down there.
And the Cardinals take on the 49ers.
Oh.
So it's like the California-Arizona show-off this weekend, showdown.
So obviously UCLA is playing in Tucson if college game day is in Tucson. So I'm assuming that means ASU's playing away. They don't have home game. Is that home too?
I think it's a home game.
And are the Cardinals here or there?
And the Cardinals are here.
They're all home games in Arizona.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah,
big football weekend for
NAU
Arizona.
Is traveling to Montana.
Oh.
but every other school we've got here is they've had enough of their Arizona schools, I think. U of A kind of took them to the woodshed last week.
Oops.
Oops. So we're here to talk about your home, but we always love talking about football too, college football. And we're here to answer any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. We come to you every Saturday morning, and in the 9 o'clock hour, we specifically try and hold that hour open. Every other hour is topically themed. 7 o'clock is no topic, open topic. Whatever we want to talk about, we talk about.
And today we had Dr. Sky on talking about tomorrow's Harvest Super Blood Moon.
Harvest Super Blood Moon.
Harvest Super Blood Moon. We have a listings of different places you can go.
To see it.
I mean, obviously, you'll be able to walk out your backyard and see it, but a lot of these places, you're away from city lights, you're with astronomers that can actually talk to what's happening. Or you just grab a pair of binoculars like we're going to do, out on the patio, grill dinner, and look at the moon.
Yeah, man.
We also had an interview with Sustainable Santa, talking about healthy eating. We've had a couple people call looking for information on those. Just go to rosieonthehouse.com. We make it real easy. Click on the podcast. From the podcast, pick today's date, September 26th. And right there in each segment, we have all the links and resources, and we do that every single week that we talk about. And click right there, and boom. Information at your fingertips.
You never know what's coming at you at Rosie on the House at the 7 o'clock hour. It's that soft wake-up weekend call from Rosie on the House. We get the whole weekend started for you. So we're here every Saturday morning to take your calls live from wherever you are in Arizona. The number is 1-888-767-4348. Another way we distribute a lot of our information is in print. We're in the Arizona Republic every Saturday morning. Today's article specifically is talking about termite control on your property. We're going to have a special guest in the 10 o'clock hour talking about alternative methods of controlling termites on your property. Casa Grande Dispatch on next Sunday will also cover an article in and about termites. Green Valley News down in beautiful Green Valley this coming Friday will be talking about do-it-yourself mistakes that people make on projects they try and tackle. And then at the Arizona Daily Star in Tucson, we answer questions that we receive by letter and by email from residents of Pinal and Pima County. And we'll be talking particularly about the pistache tree in tomorrow's article at Arizona Daily Star. So we're all about giving you the information you're looking for and you need. We're here to inform you. We're here to educate you. We're here to entertain you. But primarily, we're here to protect you. It's our goal at Rosie on the House to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We don't want you to even think about touching your house or your home without touching Rosie on the House first, either by the broadcast or by the website. RosieOnTheHouse.com. Callers lining up already. As you hear us, take care of callers. It's your opportunity to jump on. We do have open lines now. My wife, Jennifer, is the call screener. We'll get your name, where you're calling from, and your question. We'll get you on air as quick as we can. And again, the number is 1-888-ROSIE-4-U. 767-4348. Where do you want to start, Romes?
Bill's first on the line. Go ahead with your question, sir.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Some time ago, I had my gate valves, two of them, replaced with ball valves. And that was quite a few years ago. And lately, I cannot hardly turn the ball valve. Is there some way that they can be lubricated?
Yeah, not without disassembly.
Oh.
You were hoping we could do it with it staying in position, huh?
Well, I was thinking maybe a WD-40 spray or something like that might loosen it up a little bit so I can close it and open it.
You know what, Bill? It may work a little bit. Generally, what we do is we shut the water off, open that up, and apply a little waterproof plumber's grease to the surface, work it back and forth, and it's good to go.
What's causing that is all the mineral buildup inside your pipe. So it's an internal problem. And, you know, like Rosie said, move it back and forth a few times, try and knock it off. That's one of the reasons why water treatment equipment is so popular in Arizona, is to keep all that mineral buildup from entering inside the plumbing system of our homes and maintaining a better integrity of our water supply.
And whether Bill's interested in water treatment or not, the one thing I need to tell people is that is one industry that there is a ton of very, very bad information on. So when shopping water treatment equipment, that's one place we can protect you. If you'll just go to RosieOnTheHouse.com and find the water treatment companies that we've got already certified, we'll be protecting you from the other water treatment companies that really, the state attorney general should put them out of business for false advertising.
And a lot of them have changed their advertising too, to avoid that.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of the jobs we got done here in Arizona. All right.
Ryan's next on the line talking hardscapes. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah. Morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, man.
Yeah, I got a quick hardscape question.
Okay.
I'm looking at undertaking just a small paver project, probably 300, 400 square feet. And about 150 square feet of that is, I'm looking at just putting pavers on top of an existing concrete patio.
Okay.
I'm thinking that should at least be the easy part. And I've had a couple different places tell me that they would still put a thin base layer of sand down on even the concrete patio part of the job.
You know what, Ryan? When we lay pavers, we put a geotechnic cloth down and sand down. You're even going to want to put that geotechnic cloth down on top of the concrete before you lay the sand. The only pavers on that concrete slab that are going to be adhered to the concrete slab will be the perimeter pavers. Everything else will be put on floating sand.
All right. Well, not exactly what I wanted to hear, but...
You'll like it. Once you get it figured out, if you start mastic applying all those pavers to there where you've got the cold joints and the expansion joints, it's going to create problems later. And I'll tell you what, your idea of they make pavers specifically to lay on top of concrete. They're called overlay pavers. Okay. Belgard makes them. And Ryan, I'm going to tell you a personal opinion. I am the biggest paver advocate on the planet. Always have been, ever since they came out. Much better than concrete in every shape and form. Then a couple years ago, Belgard came out with a light-colored paver. And baby, that is the cat's meow. Because the traditional color of paver can retain a lot of heat. They have a product called Noche.
And darker colors fade faster in the desert. Lighter color maintains its look a lot longer.
They do. The color fastness of the pavers have proven to be extremely durable. Some people seal them, some people don't. But I'm telling you, for my money, Ryan, and I don't like heat, I go with the Noche overlay paver that bleeds off into the Noche full paver. You can never see where the concrete of the old patio starts and stops. It's all one continuous paver project, and it is infinite, well, not infinitely, But a dark colored paver can go to 140 to 160 degrees. The noche stays about the temperature of the ambient air. It's going to be in 100 to 120 degree temperature. That makes for a much cooler back patio living experience. So, boy, when Belgard came out with that light colored paver, man, I just bought in hook, line, and sinker. That's the product for me.
Now, I love decorative concrete, but when you're talking about applying it on a flat area that's not your home, it really is the much more natural way to go. The ground's constantly moving. You've got tree root rise. You've got water moisture. You're constantly changing the atmosphere on the exterior. Having a floating system that can adapt and be adjusted to that is a no-brainer. Otherwise, you're going to end up with a lot of cracking. You're going to end up with heaving, expensive repairs. Other than your time to go out there and pull some pavers back, maybe re-level a section and put the pavers back, you're not having to saw cut, get the concrete mixing truck back out there, get all your floating tools. And the thing about concrete, when it's down and you finished it, if you got a mistake, you got to live with it. Pavers, you can roll with mistake and pick them back up and maybe add a little bit more sand and go back over the top.
Sure.
When that concrete's down, baby, it's down.
And Ryan, the last word I'd like to give you on a paver project is get to whoever you buy the paver from, make sure you get the video instructions, YouTube. You can find them at belgard.com, because it is very critical how those pavers go down. There is the Institute of Certified Paver Installers that certify tradespeople to install it right. If you want it to stay level, if you want it to drain the surface water the way it should, if you want it to keep from sinking, there are some very, very specific things that must get done. An underlayment of ABC gravel, a 1-inch coating of sand. Too much sand and you're causing yourself a problem. So just know this, done right, that paver project will last forever. Take the time to get those YouTube instructions, watch them, get the tools you need, and 300 to 400 square foot, he mentioned it as small. When it's going to feel big is about the time he's finishing, and he's getting up off his knees, and he's saying, this is a little bit bigger project than I thought. Because, boy, the laying of pavers is, it's not as easy as it looked. It does take some very, very specific tools, some very specific techniques. So study it up, Ryan. I'd love some before and after pictures. I really would. Thanks for the call. We have Jerry on hold and an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348.